The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to restore that system. The recent exposure of Planned Parenthood's grisly practices of dismembering babies removed from the womb and selling their body parts has awakened many a person across this land. This is a good thing, and I might add, long overdue. This organization is masqueraded behind the front of being an organization that helps families. But the reality is, and has been, that this group has done as much as anyone in this nation to destroy the American family. Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood, was a part of the socialist movement of the early 1900s. She believed in forced sterilization of those she considered unfit to bear and rear children. This group included the black population, along with any others who didn't fit her socialist agenda. That would include, of course, those who thought according to what the Bible teaches about government. And while I'm glad many people are being awakened to what Planned Parenthood really is, I'm amazed that the average person hasn't known this before. Our inability to reason from the Bible has stolen from us the true perspective on what is happening around us, and allowed those who want to stop the flow of the gospel in public to operate freely in this nation. A good example is how many people voted the current state administrations into office. These administrations have continued to be a channel through which Planned Parenthood gets funds from the national government. The Kentucky Cabinet for Health and Family Services admitted that it provided Planned Parenthood of Kentucky affiliates at least $331,000 in taxpayer funding last year. Thus, most of our states are accomplices to murder. Yet there are reasons for rejoicing and having hope that this organization can be brought down. Louisiana, New Hampshire, and Alabama have cut ties with Planned Parenthood. At least 8 other states have cut at least part of their funding going to Planned Parenthood. Texas alone has yanked $47 million away from the organization. Kentucky needs to join its neighbors and stop funding this awful organization. It is a disgrace that our governor and House of Representatives leadership in Kentucky, who pose as being pro-life, have done nothing to stop the funding which takes the lives of hundreds of Kentucky's children every single year. By re-electing such people, we have blood on our hands as citizens in this state. The Bible teaches we must stand up for those who cannot speak for themselves. And no one fits this description better than those precious children in their mother's wombs who are slated for abortion. The Bible calls us to, quote, "Open thy mouth for the speechless in the cause of all such as are appointed to destruction." We have a call from God to stop abortion. And if we stopped Planned Parenthood, that would stop the funding for 1/3 of all abortions across America. America's founders believed that all life was precious, including the new child in the womb from the moment of conception. This is why our Declaration of Independence stated, quote, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men." Are we contacting our government servants and insisting they protect life in the womb? Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries, including our Pilgrim Seminars, by visiting heritageministriesky.com. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.